Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in. We do this every Tuesday now. Three strikes. The game that's sweeping the nation, that Josh Vernier is so happy with. He's worked so hard for this segment. 913-576-7610. I think, Vern, you actually have stuff you can win today, right?
Yeah, I did last week, too, and you just downplayed it and act like it wasn't a great gift.
It was a
World Series program.
It wasn't a great gift.
A lot of people won.
Right now, your chance, 913-576-7610. And listen, if you listen to the show, that would be of huge help.
Can I tell them what the gift is, please?
Tell them what
the gift is. I don't think for today's edition of Three Strikes, as you all line up to play your favorite game, a gift card to New Axiom Brewing.
Mm.
Had a good time out there with Jay Binkley and BK a few weeks ago. You'll have a good time as well at New Axiom Brewing. We got a gift card on the line for
you. That's right. Gift card on the line. Honestly, seriously, there were probably about every person we had on was just free-balling it and not really knowing the answer. The questions are not Royals questions. They're not Chiefs questions. They're not KU, K-State questions. They are literally questions pertaining to the show.
Some of them are KU, Royals, and Chiefs. There is a KU question, there is a Chiefs question, and there is a Royals question. So everything that Ron just said is not factual.
Let me play the Olympics here. All right, get yourselves in. Austin, you're going to be up first. You can keep calling just in case Austin doesn't get it. I have good confidence that Austin's going to pull this off.
Three strikes.
Are you ready?
Here we go, Austin.
Well, you've already taken away most of it.
Batter up!
All right, now we go to Austin in Shawnee. You're up on three strikes. Austin, how we doing, buddy?
Not too bad. I'm on lunch break right now.
Good. Congratulations.
Good. All right, 913-576-7610. If you don't believe Austin's going to win, you have a chance coming up momentarily. Austin, question number one. Give me three words that describe hashtag Operation Bad Moon Rising.
Three words to describe that? I'd say horrible.
Correct. Horrible. It was horrible.
Wasn't it?
Train wreck?
Train wreck. That is on the nose.
It's not
that
true.
Is correct. Two down, one train to go. One other adjective to describe
Operation
Bad Moon Rising.
It was bad.
Bad.
Yeah, simple enough. Boom, boom, boom. A perfect three for three, Austin. We move on to question number two. Name three people that Bill Self has screwed over.
Myself.
Correct. One down, two to go. Along with yourself, Austin.
Hold on.
Who else? Well,
Silvio.
Austin, explain to show how Bill Self has screwed you over.
Just the team this year in general.
There you go. Agreed. One down, two to go. What's next?
Who's Silvio. Next?
Yeah, Silvio D'Souza, no question.
He owes Tim to
one more.
I'm going to go with Joel Embiid.
The hell he screw over Joel Embiid this year?
How did he screw over Joel Embiid?
You're going to allow. He doesn't have anything for this.
Strike one.
All right, fine. I don't know. Maybe he did screw over Joel Embiid back in the day. All right, that's incorrect. One strike against you, Austin. You got a 2-1 count.
Year, didn't you?
No. It could be at any point. Three people that Bill Self has screwed over. Silvio D'Souza, yourself, and who else?
Bruce Weber.
Oh, no question. He screws over Bruce Weber pretty consistently and likely will do it again in the next week or so. All right, third and final question for you, Austin, as you try to walk away with this gift card to New Axiom Brewing. Name three things that Serta could have done on Wednesday to get sick and not show up on Thursday.
Say that one more time.
Name three things that Serta could have done on Wednesday to get sick and then not show up on Thursday.
Eat sushi.
Track one!
Now he's shaking his head. He wouldn't do that.
Drink too much.
That's in there.
One down, two to go.
Oh, what would Serta do? Stay up too late coming up with his Steve's 32.
Strike two!
You think he plans that stuff
come
out,
on
man?
Now. Come on, Austin. He does that right before the damn
it's
show starts.
Minute.
His Tuesday morning donut call.
Strike three! You're out!
And he was so close.
What did he do on Wednesday to be sick on Thursday? He does not think about Tuesday morning donuts until show says, coming up next, Tuesday morning donuts.
But unprotected sex would have worked?
Yes. I think so. All right, let's try Jake in Overland Park real quick. I mean, Jake, you're up on three strikes. Question number one.
Would have wanted to be at work after that.
Ron Hughley often says, gun to my, what three body parts does Ron Hughley say, if you want to know if I'm lying or not, I'll put the gun to these three body parts.
His member?
Yep, scrotum works.
Yep, scrotum. That's correct. One down, two to go.
I'm going to say his head.
Yes.
That's right. One more.
Head, scrotum, and?
Chest?
Heart, that works.
We're giving that to him. All right, head, heart, or scrotum. Nice
head,
job.
Head, heart, or scrotum, baby. That
a perfect three for three, right. Jake. Very nicely done.
I like how Jake goes to his member first. That's the best.
Question number two, name three people that can push Clark Hunt around.
His wife?
Of course.
Easy, that's a close. That's easy.
Roger Goodell?
Oh, great.
Five for five, we're rolling.
Andy Reid.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I'd have taken Lamar Hunt Sr.
Six for six.
From the grave.
Oh. Third and final question for you, Jake. Name three, other than Andy Reid, name three Chiefs coaches. So name three assistant coaches for your Kansas City Chiefs.
Matt House, Spagnuolo, and Eric sleeping with the enemy.
Oh, and he gave the nickname.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you. Hot dog. How about it?
People love Matt House.
I tell you, he came out with Matt House quick, right?
Very nicely done, Jake in Overland Park. Hang on hold. Serta will get your information, and you have this New Axiom Brewing gift card coming your way.
How about that? Congratulations, Jakester. Be ready next week. I'm sure something else out of Vern's garage will be a wonderful prize for you. Maybe one of those first-place trophies.
I got a Christian Cologne autograph.
Oh, hey-o, Christian Cologne, and I'll even sign it to really add more value to it. I didn't even say Names Flash yet.
I just felt it was appropriate to cut you off when you're disrespecting Christian Cologne.
I agree.
I don't think that was disrespectful.
Good call.
Christian Cologne.
The rumor that James Dolan is potentially interested in selling the New York Knicks have been circulating for the past couple of weeks, but Dolan did release a statement on Monday from the Madison Square Garden Company, which says he is in no way interested in selling the Knicks, is not courting offers. The story is 100% false. There has been nothing, no discussions, and no plans to have discussions.
Can you find that James Dolan song?
Why do we have to hear that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.